Good morning, this is GM huffing and puffing because I'm a big guy walking over a hill to get to the bus in the morning. I ramble on about games mastering and roleplay and things that interest me. So let's see what we're going to talk about today. So how about a little one about game flow? Flow, immersion, getting your players into things, getting everything set up. One of the reasons people don't like rules lawyers is because they're pulled out of that immersion. They're in the middle of the storyline, they're there in their mind, and then suddenly there's an argument about rules, and then back to reality. Let's work out some maths. Ooh, thank you very much, Mr. Rules Lawyer. It's got nothing to do with the rules, it's just breaking immersion. You don't want to halt the flow if you can help it. You want to keep it going. Minimalistic roles. If you know a player's got the skill to do something, they do it. You're only making the roll to see if... I mean, just like they say in some books, you don't make a roll every time you walk down the street. You only make a roll if the walking is over the tops of hot coals and lava. And half the time, the roll represents the tension, the trepidation, the standing on the edge of, oh, I'm gonna jump, but I don't wanna fall, but I'm gonna make that next step. Okay, I think I'm gonna be okay. Okay, and that's just all it's about. Half the reason I designed my system the way I did was exactly for this flow. You're making that roll sometimes, not just for the tension, anytime a person is in a tense moment, even if they got an absolute 100% chance, well, no one ever does, but when you're in a tense situation, the role of a disadvantage could just put off your game. And you're like, your confidence gets a hit. And that's what it's about. Like, if you're in a situation where you're going to make a roll, you're going to make this jump from pillar to pillar across a lava-filled moat or some sort of a extreme situation. You've got a situation which isn't normal, so now you're making a roll. The roll is for the tension. It's for no other reason except to make that tension. Okay, get out the dice, make the roll. Boom, oh, disadvantage. Oh no, okay, so disadvantage in a situation like that, you'd say, right, okay, you have to get a negative one to all future rolls. Building the tension, you've now made it harder for them for future rolls. And they're like, okay. Okay, am I going to make this next one? Because in the reality, they've just lost a bit of their confidence. They fumbled slightly. They made a miscalculation and some rocks fell away into the lava, or a crack appeared in one of the columns. Something which has now caused them to be like, oh, shivers. Oh, I don't like this. And that roll is representing the tension. So you're not breaking immersion by getting a person to roll the dice for that. Perception rolls... that does break immersion, in many ways. The idea of players rolling for perception, I'm being aware. Well, when we're being aware, we're just being aware. There isn't any percentage chance that you are going to notice something that isn't there or is not visible. Games masters typically should be just looking at the perception of the person or looking at a stat that's appropriate and just telling them the appropriate amount of information. If you're making a roll, if anything, it should only increase that stat by one number. If you've got a perception score of, say, 7, the games master looks at all the stuff that's listed in his room that has a 7 or less, or in another system, 7 or more, and then does that. By making a roll, now we're in a land of, okay, well, you made a roll and I've got to check to see whether maybe you spotted something you didn't. And then players start second guessing, oh, maybe there's more in the room because you let him make a roll and he checked the chart. Maybe that's the kind of thing that's going to have an effect. So that starts pulling the players out of the immersion and starts making them think, ah, okay, this is a game and I'm rolling dice to see if I can do something or change reality, and that's not a good idea to be rolling dice. Anyway, as you can tell, I've reached the road. So we'll leave you with those thoughts, and maybe I'll pick it up again in the future.